Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Cam Dahl, the General Manager of Manitoba Pork. Thanks for joining us, Cam.
Good to be with you, Bruce.
The Government of Canada and the Government of Japan have announced an agreement on the mutual recognition of containment zones in the event of an outbreak of African swine fever. First of all, a little background. What does zoning actually accomplish when it comes to addressing foreign animal disease?
Well, if we get an ASF outbreak without a zoning agreement, our borders close. We can't export any pork and we can't export any live animals. And in Manitoba's case, that's 90% of the 8.5 million animals we raise every year. Closing the borders would be devastating to the industry and, quite frankly, would be a severe hit to the provincial economy. What zoning agreements mean is that the Canadian Food Inspection Agency sets up a containment zone around a site, say it's 5 or 10 kilometer circle, and proves to our trading partners that the disease and the outbreak is contained within that zone. And when that happens, the rest of the country can continue to trade. So the zoning agreement significantly reduces the risk of long-term economic impacts from an outbreak. And that's especially important for a country like Japan, which of course is Manitoba's largest customer for pork.
Under the zoning agreement with Japan, how would an ASF outbreak in Canada alter trade and shipping patterns, and under what conditions?
Well, what it would mean is that the resumption of normal trade or almost normal trade would occur much faster. Again, without the agreements, and we have an agreement with other large markets like the United States, for example, without those agreements, we would be looking at months and months of border closures and looking at culling animals, and it would be a pretty severe situation. And with a zoning agreement, those time frames are significantly cut back, we can return to normal trade much faster. So it will help preserve the industry, help preserve our processing sector jobs, and again prevent that hit to the economy.
At this point, what countries have zoning agreements in place with Canada, and how important will those agreements be in the event of an ASF outbreak, and what other such agreements are in the works?
Well, right now with Japan, we have between 65 and 70% of our export markets with an agreement in place, and so that is again, critically important, and that includes markets like the United States, like the Philippines, Singapore. There's 8 countries now that we have agreements with. So we're getting up to that point where again we can rapidly reopen the borders to some of our major markets, and it's a big accomplishment. And you know, I'd like to thank the people at the CFIA and our embassies and of course the government of Japan for getting this agreement done and signed.
You touched on Manitoba specifically. Why is this type of development so important for Manitoba?
Well, for Manitoba, Japan is our number one market for pork, so that so many of those the jobs that are created by the pork industry depend upon our trade with Japan. So keeping those lines of trade and those supply chains open in the event of an outbreak, it not only helps save farms, it helps save jobs and communities throughout the province.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I think we have covered it.
Thank you very much.
Have a good afternoon.
Our guest has been Cam Dahl, the General Manager of Manitoba Pork. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.